to the Midway Parks Trees and Trails Committee, June 23rd. So I think we can get started.
Yes, we've got the minutes first.
Oh. So the number one is to approve meeting minutes from last week. I think they were emailed out.
I move that we approve the minutes from April 28, 2026.
Any, everybody okay?
Yeah.
Any objections? Okay.
Call for a vote? Did everybody vote?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Perfect. Unanimous. Okay.
And number two is public comment period, but I don't think we have anyone.
I am. I'm a member of the public.
Oh.
Now. So I know how longer we work for Midway, so this was my committee. And I had two people coming, and I didn't want you to come and just be like, okay, bye. Yeah. So, but this is a great committee, and I intend to still come.
Yeah.
So I've started working for the Attorney General Consumer Protection Unit up in Division up in Salt Lake City.
Awesome.
So I miss my commute, and I miss Midway, but I like the work I'm doing, so.
And we appreciate everything you've done for this committee and for the city and the planning department.
Yeah. Oh, I still live here and I'm still glad I see everybody. So, but I just love this committee. So, and thank you, everybody.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. So good to see everybody.
Yeah, I just came from PC and the traffic.
The traffic from Jordanelle down is just.
I never do it, but I was like, oh my God.
I was telling Michael, that's the worst part of the drive. Worst part of the drive. And you're so close to home, and you're like, but so far.
I wanted to take the shoulder so bad.
Me
so
too. Right. I'm turning right.
Right.
Exactly.
I drive on the shoulder sometimes.
Do you?
Yes.
If I see you do it, I'm following you. There's something. See, yep, numbers.
I try to get a little closer, and then I go over.
Me too, yeah. But when I'm way back at the top of the hill, which is when I want to go, it's like, this does not seem right.
Some people get mad.
Oh, I know. People get mad for nothing.
For no reason. If you go on the shoulder, right. If you're turning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if
no,
you start,
no, that's fair game.
If you start way back, they don't like it.
No,
and
no.
Actually, it is against the law because you're not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. Until it actually goes to.
To the
yeah,
way.
It allows
like
you.
That
or at least white.
Traffic is flowing. But when it's not flowing, you're creating traffic flowage
mm-hmm.
by getting
yeah.
out of there. That's my opinion.
Yep. The only one who can do it are motorcycles. Did you know about the whole traffic filtering thing?
They can go right between cars.
That's crazy.
No.
Oh.
Yes. That's been that way in California for
crazy.
A long time.
I had to take a defensive driving thing for the state, and they filter.
Yeah. Isn't it because they overheat or something?
No, they actually think it's safer so they don't get rear-ended from behind.
Yep.
But it's crazy.
It's not.
Yeah.
But the
that's the justification
no
they get.
The bus, no helmets.
So between the
lanes, yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
I know I straight like a sand.
So maybe I could make a few comments, just kind of housekeeping items. So yeah, Katie's moved on to a new job, so she's part of the public today in this meeting. So I'm Michael Inke. I'm the city planner, and what we're going to do is have. Brian here, he is going to be staff that is going to attend these meetings and help you out regarding information, regarding running any type of technology we've got, so we appreciate Brian. So we'll be here for a couple of meetings, but then we'll pass the torch off on Brian. But yeah, you know, if I need to be here, I'll be here in the future, so happy to do that. And as for tonight's meeting, we really just want to update everybody on different projects that are happening around town. We've got, and just any questions, hopefully we'll be able to have the answers for you. We've got Nancy here working on some different grants, so
yep.
I know she's got an item to talk about
yep.
in tonight's meeting.
So excited.
And we appreciate you, your service for being on the committee, and we have a couple of members that this is their first time, so we appreciate that. I've been to one of these for it seems like a year or so I'm a little bit out of date on everything, but hopefully I'll have some answers. You're the chair, so
okay.
I don't want to take over the meeting by
so,
any means,
yeah,
but we do have Nancy with something. Yeah.
Did you have anything else that you wanted
no,
to say?
No, thanks for asking.
Public?
No, good.
So then we go on to number three to get an update on the trails and parks and open space and the Hamlet easement.
Okay. Did you want to go over your item
first?
Do you
want to go over my item first?
Yeah,
I can do that.
Perfect.
UDOT opened up, and you ladies don't know, I write grants for all of Wasatch County and all different kinds of grants, bring money in. And UDOT opened up a grant, it's called Rural Health Transportation Program. And we get $11 million every year for the next 5 years. And what's so good about this grant is it really fills in the gaps that the cities can't do. This year, it's going to be a short funding period. Well, let me step back a little bit. With this grant, it's $11 million for Region 3. We're in Region 3. And they're going to do the design. They're going to do the contract. They're going to do the work. They're going to do the oversight. They're going to do everything. So all we do is write a list of what we want and hand it to them.
Ooh, that sounds great.
That's why I was so excited. I know.
I got a long list.
But I will send this to you. I didn't get a copy out. I will send it to you so you can send it to everyone so they can look at. Now, this year, I worked with Mayor, and it's very limited what they're doing because they just put it out. And the reason why is because we have a very short period of time doing these projects. These small projects have to be done by September of 2027. So that's a lot when you're designing, permitting, getting, you know, contracts. That doesn't leave you much time. So there's a lot of things like if we want bike racks somewhere, repair stations, if we have a lane of a road, let's say, and there's enough room for a bike lane and we just need a striping, they'll do stuff like that. If there's a sidewalk that's cracked, they'll replace it. So there's a whole bunch of items here, and I will send it to you for everyone. But the part that's exciting to me is next year, we're going to still have the $11 million to apply for. No match. They're going to do all the work. But this one is about playgrounds and parks. So we need to think about what we want to apply for next year.
Splash pad. Just gonna throw that out.
that's fine. So we want to replace park amenities and or old outdated equipment, add new equipment, install and replace soft surface trails, which is the Kim Gardner. We want to plan to do 5 miles there. That's going to be a $2 million project just in itself. So that's something to think about. We can add benches, picnic tables, shade structures for parks that are too hot. I mean, this is just an amazing grant. But this part of it, since UDOT's running it, they have to be able to purchase these items. And they're not legislatively able to do that this year. They went to the legislator and they said, no, we'll set you up for next year. So that's on hold, but the rest of this stuff, and I've given him a list, and I gave Wes, you know, a list to write what you need for this year, but we really do need to think about next year and what we can apply for this, because Region 3 is only for rural areas. So Utah County doesn't get any money, Salt Lake County doesn't get any money, Weaver County doesn't get any money, and
we do.
One other one, yeah, but we rural communities will. So this is all for just rural communities. $11 million doesn't go a long ways when you're paying for everything, but it's a really good opportunity, I think, for us to capitalize on this. And I have an in. I've talked to Jeff. I've got everything set up with the UDOT. I work with them a lot. And so I'm really excited about this. So it's something we can plan on maybe in the winter to sit down and think about what we want to plan for, start thinking about it, and get a good plan going. So when it opens up next year, we can just submit.
What is the transportation component?
It's a rural health. Thank you for asking that. I forgot. It's about getting people safely to recreation, to hospitals, to restaurants, place to put your bike, doctor's appointment, put your bike somewhere. If we need a soft trail to get over, you know, sidewalks that are crumbling, it's unsafe for people with wheelchairs. It's about rural development and about getting us out and moving in other than driving.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key about this, and that's why they're funding it for 5 years. So it's $11 million for 5 years. Each year.
Each year.
Each year, $11 million. Oh, yeah. I squealed when I read this.
Starting next year?
This year. And I'll be submitting something for the city in 2 weeks. What I've gone to is to every city and say, okay, what's your wish list? This is their criteria. Write a list down on a spreadsheet, give it to me, and what I'm going to do is encompass it into one grant. That way they can fund the whole grant. Because if I do it separately, I don't want Heber to get the grant, not Midway, or I don't want Daniels to get the... I want everyone as a partnership with Wasatch County, and so I'm getting it from everybody, every city, and I'm going to just submit one grant under the hospice of Wasatch County, and that way they can fund it. And Jeff thought that was a really good idea. Mm-hmm. So if he thinks it's a good idea and he's overseeing the grant, that's what I'm doing.
Is this $11 million every year for the county or for Midway?
The county. Region 3. Okay. Region 3 is Summit County,
okay,
Wasatch County.
Yeah, it goes out to the basin, too.
It goes out to the basin to Duchesne. Yeah, I think you're right.
It's clear region
to Duchesne.
3. I thought it was just Midway. I was like,
I know. That would be sweet. Like, but in Hideout, you know, places like that, it's going to be, so it's, I know, I'm working with all of them in Wasatch County.
Is it $11 million for all of those locations?
For total. Mm-hmm. But we can get a lot of small projects done. These are, you know, trails are expensive. They're $1 million a mile. So this is for smaller projects, sidewalks. Mm-hmm. If you got a gap in a sidewalk, we need a gap, let's do that. If we need some more striping or crossings, let's do that. Things that make our area safe. And then next year, let's go for the park stuff. That's what I said. I'm thinking that they will.
Park, will we? The shade?
Yeah. It would be really great to have the shade. Everyone's talking about shading their playgrounds because they're too hot.
Yeah.
You know? And the Utah Outdoor Recreation Committee does fund it's called Community Parks Grant, but it's so underfunded. They have maybe $20 million to spend and they get $70 million in projects. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking to them saying, you know, you're not funding this enough. Pull it from some other places, because everyone wants to talk about community parks, upgrading them, putting the shade in. Mm-hmm. You know, parks are expensive. You get new equipment, it's $500,000. That's just what it is. And all the maintenance has to go in them, and the certification, and making sure they're safe. So I think they're listening. I'm hoping that they are. This next round, maybe they'll add more money to their funding source, which would be really nice. But if not, we got this. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
Well, that is.
And I will send this to you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Good job, Nancy.
I'll jump on it, yeah.
And maybe since Nancy's been working on the Warm Springs Trail, maybe we should talk about this for a second. So this is a trail that will be really nice for the community. It's on our master plan. The idea is we'll have a trail all the way around Warm Springs, down Pine Canyon, Kerry Lane, and Homestead Drive. And then a spur will go all the way up to the entry of the campground, so right up there.
Yep,
a trail. Mm-hmm. This is like a bike lane or what?
And so this will be a detached trail. Yeah.
Like cemented or
asphalt. So there'll be asphalt. We have asphalt right here, right now. Now the new trail will come up this side, which will be the east side of Warm Springs Road, and come around the bend. And there is some boardwalk in here, is that correct?
There is. Yeah. There's going to be some areas with boardwalk and then a culvert replacement and a few other things. Yeah. It'll be going to make it a lot nicer.
We've got floodplain in here and some wetlands, so the boardwalk will be good. Get up to this intersection, we'll cross the road, and then go up on the west side of the road all the way up to the entryway of the campground. And then coming down Pine Canyon will be on this west side also, and connecting to our trail over at the lodges of State Creek, and that's always just been a dead end trail. Mm-hmm. But we're going to also have that resurfaced as part of this, if I remember correctly. So, can see what that looks.
That's going to be really nice to finally have that connection.
Oh, yeah, so we're just kind of dead ends right now in here.
So
we just had this property annexed to into the city, and so they're paying for this part of the trail, which is nice.
Yeah.
Oops, I just hit. Street view, and we're in. So this is a really great grant from UDOT, is what it is.
It's from the federal highway.
From the federal highway.
It's only 6% matching.
Yeah, 6%. So we're paying for half of the 6%, and the county's paying for the other half. So it's a great deal for Midway. All of Midway residents will be able to use this since it's right here on our border. A lot of this is in the city limits. Some of it's not. And I think where we're at in this is design right now.
So there's
an engineering company in design. Yep. And then we'll go through once we have the design and send out the bid for the contractors. And they'll put in their bid and we'll see which one gets chosen for that. And the idea is to have this under construction next year. And so we'll be in another big trail project. We usually have one each year. This will be the one next year.
I'm so excited.
Let's see, anything else to add on to that one?
I'm trying to think. I know it's costing a little bit more for the design than they anticipated, but I kind of figured that.
What's the width of it?
See, that's where we're arguing, because UDOT wants 12, and I said there's not enough room for 12, and people start parking there.
Yeah, exactly.
It becomes a road.
So
yeah.
I told them 8 to 10, and with 2-foot shoulders. That's what I'm hoping.
Does that include the divide, or is that just the trail?
The trail itself is 8 feet, then you got 2-foot shoulders of gravel, so it gives you a little bit of a buffer, and it is detached, so it's not like right next to the road, it's inside a little bit, but I think they're going to go 10.
Okay.
But if it's inside a little bit, yeah, then people won't want to park there.
10's a good width.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for a trail.
That's big.
For everyone coming down from the campground with their e-bikes on that, it'll be really nice.
Yeah. And so this will connect into our Homestead Trail. We also have the trail coming out of Scotch Fields. And then we have the trail along Bergie Lane over here. And eventually we want to work on something on Pine Canyon Road, Lower Pine Canyon Road. So. That's on the radar also. So it connects to a lot of existing trails. We also have the Hubert Grove Trail that comes up off this also. So there's quite a few spurs that this will connect.
Is it still going to go up a little bit?
I don't think so.
They're taking that part out.
They may be taking that part out going up to the Hubert Grove because of the expense of the
cost.
Cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but that was the last I heard. They were looking at that. There's a little spur when you cross the road from Warm Springs, and then you're at the visitor center. You know that little... it's kind of like the side road, then you cross the road and go to the trails. That little lip there, they wanted to put a trail there, but I don't know if we're going to be able to afford that.
Yeah, so there's a little connection right there.
Yeah. And it would be nice, but there's not a lot of room there, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they're going to be able to build this for
the cost. I didn't
think
so for
the
cost.
For what they got, yeah.
Okay.
How is it decided which bike lanes or trails are put in around town?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We do have a master trails plan where we've got these different trails on the plan, and it'll show if they're attached or detached. But really, through that master plan approval process, we've had public hearings and had people comment. That's how they were put onto the map. But a lot of it is we want to have a detached trail whenever possible, but sometimes we just don't have the width to make that happen. So, for instance, on 6 North, in between River Road and Center Street, we have a detached trail just along Raymond Farms, but the rest of it is an attached trail. And initially, where it was detached, we didn't have that bike lane, but we went in and added that later. So now there's a continuous bike lane all the way through, but a lot of it's just we don't have the property in some cases.
Notice that Bergie is being expanded.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, and
expanding
so...
expanding the road.
Can we get a copy of the master plan?
Yeah, it's on our website right now. And so at midwaycityut.gov, and I can go to it if we want to go to it in a second and show you that master plan. And so that's really our guiding light for when we want to construct a trail. But it doesn't mean we have to follow that specifically. We can adjust depending on the circumstances that make sense. But Pine Canyon Road is going to be... it's tight. You know, yeah. It was a dirt road not too many decades ago, and now it's... so we just don't have a lot of room there. A lot of houses are really close, and we may end up attaching the lanes. So that'll be a decision made by the city council and as we go through this process on what happens with Pine Canyon Road. But detach is usually safer. It's usually the route that we take, but sometimes we do have to attach them. And so JC's been a big part of this as we move forward. He's been over roads in the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we had a huge debate on Center Street if we were supposed to be attached or not. We ended up detaching it because it felt safer, especially where it was a route for the kids to walk to get down to the elementary school. Yeah, it looks really nice. And we drove down it today, Mayor Simons and I, and it looked really good.
Is that the one on Center Street that goes down from Main to like the train tracks?
So that's South Center. The one we did more recently was North Center from Main Street up to Bergie Lane.
Okay.
But yeah, Center Street, we did that one like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and that turned out really nice. And, you know, that brings us into another big project that's going to be happening next year.
Let me just chime in and say, I've asked Wes several times about Pine Canyon, and it was a few weeks ago we drove down it again. And I had him convinced that maybe we could do it detached.
Yeah.
So far he's been, I don't think so, but
maybe
this
that'll
time
change.
He says, yeah, I think you're right.
What's the criteria for a detached?
Just space.
Shouldn't
space.
It be like how it works or it doesn't work?
Well, it's space and it's looking at, okay, there's a creek on the side and do we make any effort to move that a little bit, just move the channel, you know, other things in the way? Where is the road placed within that space? So, I mean, until we really get down to the design and make sure it really does fit, we're not certain.
Yeah.
He's just been certain it wouldn't. I've always thought, I think it probably will.
I always
will.
Thought it could a little,
so,
yeah.
I don't want him to give up without trying it.
Right.
About anything.
I would think so, but yeah. So. Anyway, it really boiled down to that creek. There's a couple spots where it's so wide.
Yeah.
And if we can narrow it a little bit and then that gives us the space, I think that's fine and it's much safer that way. So
I
anyway, it'll have to be looked at, but.
Okay. Are residents usually supportive of that?
As long as we're not, as long as we're not taking stuff that matters to them, they are.
Okay.
You know,
curious.
I mean, if they've got a tree in the right of way, we're not going to want to take it out. If we absolutely had to, you know, it can come to that.
I think we only took one tree out on Center Street.
Right,
and
she wanted it out.
And it was
out.
Just, yeah. And she wanted it out, and it'd come out. Mm-hmm. And so we really did design that to make sure that we didn't impact anything. We had to move the ditch. We did all sorts of stuff, but we made sure. Trees are very sacred in this town. We know that.
Yeah, and we want to respect the trees.
Right.
But this one in particular was hurting the woman's barn anyway, so she wanted it out.
Yeah.
That would be great on Pine Canyon. It's crazy on that road.
Mm. Yeah, well, and I think that the master plan he's talking about shows both a bike lane and a trail, so that's, again, additional space demand, but we'll see what we can figure out. And Michael, you didn't add, I mean, how do we decide? I mean, that's the guiding light. This committee, though, has a lot of input as far as, you know, what's next and what do we think is a priority?
Yeah, the last time we revised the master trail plan, we did bring it to this committee, and so the committee members were able to comment on it, and then we went through the Planning Commission and City Council. So it really started a lot of it here at this committee. So you have a lot of influence over that type of thing as we move forward. So one trail, as was mentioned, is the trail that's being added along Bergie Lane. Now, we had an attached trail, but we're looking at a detached trail right now, and that's how far along in the process is that, Mayor? Is it under construction?
Yeah,
it is.
So right where your hand is about as far as we are. We're grading up the hill. Conversations with the people whose backyard we're carving out a little bit. There will be pot rock along right there where those four trees are, and then we'll connect to the trail that the church has actually paid for to connect over there to Scottsfields.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're looking at Ballet right here.
Yeah.
Oh, so, the church is building this section here. We'll have the crossing here, and then also
the
all the way up
already.
To that.
Is that
sidewalk.
Where the church is going? Right
yeah,
there?
The church is right there.
It's built, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah, it's all coming
really,
together
Really, I love
once.
It. It's perfect timing.
Yeah.
Then there is one trail that will be ground up. Go to the right a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right there's some damage to that trail.
This one, right?
Because of the trees. And to quote Nancy, they're sacred in this community. Some of them are trash trees, so we'll take them out. But that trail will be ground down and just left as a soft surface.
Yeah.
Instead of putting asphalt again to be buckled and lifted.
And I think this trail will come across like this, right?
Yep.
That's already
that's
there.
In there.
No,
mm-hmm.
That's good.
The next couple of days. Be able to go from Homestead Drive to River Road.
Yep.
And what is the status of the flower where you parked there on the corner?
So,
the status. South side.
Let's see.
South side will stay the way it is.
Oh, there we go. Nice.
So
the landscaping and
this
everything is all destroyed.
I think this is going to go to council in the future. It hasn't gone yet. Is that correct?
We have a plan.
Yeah.
Part of this was cooperative effort with the contractor for staging and equipment and materials there on the corner. But, yeah, that whole trail will be put in. They just put in a bunch of trees. You can see just on the bottom of the display there. They were watering when I was driving around. So.
It took me a minute to figure out what we're looking at. I think everyone needs an orientation.
Oh, this is Bergie Lane. So this would be south on this site. There's a four-way intersection going into Omni Alley right here.
Okay.
This is Interlochen Drive, and this is the access to Deer
Ridge Estates right there. And there is the bathroom for dog parks right here. So is everybody oriented on where that is?
Yeah. Okay. So what are they doing there, though? So there's the dog park. Aren't they digging up a bunch of stuff over by the dog park?
So dog park pretty much remains the same. That's
I think you're asking staging. About the area that right now is green.
Yeah.
So it saved Midway City a lot of money to allow them to stage their equipment and materials there. So it is kind of a mess right now, but as part of that agreement, they're going to help us finish this plan, basically. So right now it's ugly, but this is where it's headed.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's a
looks like they're building something by the dog park, are they not?
I don't know. It was just a staging ground for construction is what it was. So it will be, there's really not any buildings planned for this at all. It's just going
to
be green.
There's no master plan for that area to like put anything else over there by the dog park?
No, in the past we've talked about putting baseball diamonds in and soccer fields, but right now it's mostly going to be a passive area is what it will be. Yeah.
What's this park called?
Look at that.
This is Bergie Hill Park.
Bergie Hill Park. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it used to be called Valais Park, but people felt like it was just for the people who live in Valais, like it was a private park, so that's why the name got changed.
I always thought it was. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Tennis courts part of
That's public.
They're public.
Yeah, so anybody can use those tennis courts. The developer of Valais deeded this property to the city. And so it was originally part of Valais, but it's been owned by the public for decades now.
Has there been any talk about putting lights at the tennis courts or adding other tennis courts or pickleball courts there?
Not recently.
That's really not a good area.
Yeah.
We've
actually put money towards the South Hill
space.
Or the South Field Park in the county.
Yeah.
We've added money to that to build those pickleball courts over there. And so pickleball is such a social sport that it's good to have a lot of courts in one spot. So instead of building more here, we've actually built them down in the Southfield Park.
A lot of the public comment wanted to keep Bergie Park passive.
Kinda,
and not put in more courts.
Not a regional park, just kind of.
And they're putting pickleball courts. There's two proposed parks in Wasatch County along 2400 South and 2400 East.
Is that Heber?
In Heber, there's two parks that are being proposed by Wasatch County, and one of them is going to have, I think it's 8 pickleball courts and 2 tennis courts. Don't quote me on that.
It's this big development in here.
There's two parks right next to each other. One's going to be passive, a fishing pond, and a sledding hill, and some trails. And then the next one's going to be more
demographic, because I'm a younger mom with younger kids, and I would love to see more stuff in Midway for my kids to be able to access because they can't drive.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm just an outlier, but to me, I feel like there's so much opportunity to have some things in Midway and not just
it's
in
the
Heber.
Space. Where do we put them?
There's lots of space.
Quite a few of the parks have brand new playground equipment.
Yeah, so I want to show you this one up Swiss Alpine Road. So if you come off of Homestead Drive and come up past Sunburst and San Prey, we've got a park in this neighborhood that we spent quite a bit of money on, and it's really new facilities, and I've driven by a number of times. There's people there, but it's not overcrowded by any means. Sometimes I think you might be the only one there. This would be a great place.
Where is that?
This is up Swiss Alpine Road.
Oh, really?
So, yep, the homestead right here is Vermont here.
I've never seen it.
Come up. You go past the 290 degree turns in that road. And this is
a really nice. West of Homestead?
Yeah, west of Homestead. Yeah, you go up the hill, and this park is just new. I mean, we spent hundreds of thousands on this thing, and it's a great park.
I haven't been there. I'd love to check it out.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park.
I didn't know either.
Wasatch State Park has a new playground equipment.
Yep. Wasatch
State Park.
Yep.
This is while it was under construction, but it's a beautiful park right here.
Well, there are some good parks.
And then there's...
I hope you don't think I'm being
critical. Oh, no.
There are some great parks, but...
I don't think a lot of people know about this one, so that's why I'm advertising it.
And even Bergie Park, I mean,
which
there's
one
a lot
is
of
that?
Times that the
this
courts
is,
are very...
This is the Alpenhof Park.
Oh, they're not used...
Is there a reason why we don't have, like, lights on any of the courts?
Expense for one, for another, it just opens up a whole can of worms with neighbors with
residential.
Lots.
Yeah. It does.
Even if they're pointed certain ways and they're not...
Well,
if you've ever been there, they're really right.
Part of it is if there's lights, then people will play later at night, and pickleball sometimes loud, and so that's one thing to consider anyways, is how will it impact the neighbors.
Okay.
And so that's not the only thing, but I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I think so.
Southfield Park, the pickleball courts there or whatever, too, is that you can get on a bike and just do the trail all the way down to it from Midway.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but when you have little kids, it's pretty far.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really not, people walk it even. And,
oh, I know. Yeah. We do it.
Yeah.
I've done it lots of times.
So a couple of other trail projects that are on our master plan that we've worked on. We're making some progress. This is the bottom of Raymond Farms right here. So here's Indian Summer, First North, that's just off this map. On our master trail plan, we've got a trail that comes down all the way from Briggy Hill Park, and you can go through Raymond Farms and come down to 250. So that's that trail on the end of the cul-de-sac. But the other part on the plan is to connect this Raymond Farms trail down to the stub trail in Summer, Indian Summer right there. So we have a trail that just kind of dead ends right there. And so we're coming across this property, and it's possible that property might end up being preserved as just open space. We're working with the property owner. But part of that would be getting a trail across this property, and that would connect a number of our trails together. And so once you get down to the Indian Summer Trail, you can get all over here to the River Road Trail. And we have this trail that comes down to First North, with the idea that it connects over to South Hill in the future. So it kind of, you can come from the north end of town and get down to Center Street and Main Street, but also you can come down this side and get over to South Hill where 4th East is located. So that's another connector that we're working on right now with Tyson Miller, the property owner for that property. So hopefully that'll come together here pretty quick. Let's see.
Before you go past Memorial Hill, everybody should take a chance and walk up the trail. If you go across, you'll see the flags lit up. It's really
oh, yeah.
It's
nice.
America 250.
It was a nice day when we were part of that. When the flags up, it was really nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's really neat. And I'll mention too, as part of the South Hill development, there is going to be a trail that will come out of the north end of South Hill and come up and connect to the road. So if you come from the south, there'll be a trail on this side now to get you up.
Oh,
and so the developer is going to put that one in, and we did get it approved by the county, since Wasatch County actually owns Memorial Hill. So that's coming soon too.
Oh, that's nice. So weird that they own it.
You know,
I mean, it just seems like an outlet right in the middle of
Yeah.
I mean, but they won't give it up, I know.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago we annexed that in, so it was in county jurisdiction.
Right.
You know, we brought that in with Whitaker Farms. Let's see. And we're also working on improving the trail over on the Kim Gardner property. This will have a conservation easement on it. This is the end of Main Street. If you walk all the way to the end of Main Street, it becomes a dirt road, and then you can come down and cross the creek and come all the way along the west side of the creek. It's just a beautiful walk.
It's gorgeous. So they're gonna connect the trail to that road right there?
Fifth South right here?
Yeah.
We want to connect it. We don't have a right to get from this point right now. We just have a little gap we're missing, and Mayor Simons and I have been talking about that, filling in that gap. So we'll get it eventually.
Is that where the... Okay, never mind. I know where it is.
Yeah, but this is about as beautiful as it gets because you get behind this wall of trees and it's almost, you can't even see homes. It's just like its own little valley. It's beautiful.
So what is the public access rules for that?
Yeah, so...
I've taken my kids over there and I've had mixed people come out.
Yeah, so right now we don't have a conservation easement. We don't have a trail easement, but the owner of the property allows people to go onto that property. But you need to respect the property by not going out into the field where the alfalfa is. Because we have a farmer there who's farming it. And so you need to stay on the creek side. But there's all kinds of access to the creek. It's just a beautiful spot.
Okay.
And you need to be mindful of your dogs on the property.
Pick up after your dogs.
Yeah.
Yes, pick up after your dogs.
But it's an incredible walk down there. Right now it's kind of it's an unimproved farm road. So there's puddles and different things in the middle of it, but we're going to put some money into creating a really nice trail. Initially, it's just going to be road-based, but you know, eventually it could be paved. But
your kids would love that. It's fun.
It's not going to be paved. We're just going to be on road-based.
They love it. But last we did it, we've done it for a few years, and then last summer we were parking, And a neighbor came out and said, we're actually not allowing people to come down here anymore, and there's also a lot of rattlesnakes, so I don't think we should go down there. And I was like,
well,
maybe they're changing the easement, I don't know. So
yeah,
that's
not from the property owner, that's a neighbor who's not.
And who's the property owner?
Kim Gardner is.
Kim Gardner
is. He's a great friend to the city. He's deeded us free property
that's
worth millions and millions of dollars.
That place is magical. That is a gem.
Yes, thank you.
It really is.
Yeah, and so this would be the bridge. So this is a photo simulation of AI generated, and the idea is you can cross down, and we'll make it a nice path all the way down. Now, really, to about this grove of trees, kind of in this area, is as far as we're going to go right now.
Can't you go up too onto the side of the foothill there?
Yeah. You can. There's a trail that goes up and across, and then, as long as you don't go in the field.
Yeah, this property is still private. Leon, there's no easement here, but just at the very base of this hill, there's kind of a trail along here that we've walked along recently, and it's a nice walk right there. You have a great view of the valley.
And that is an easement, right? That's the ditch easement.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's an irrigation ditch easement there, but it's on Kim's property, is my understanding. So, and he's just generous to us.
Kind of up there too, the old canal that comes along the.
Yeah, so there's a canal that's down here at the base that you can walk along, but this upper one up here is really on private property right now. And it's quite a ways up the hill. We're hoping, it's on our master trail plan to get a public easement on that one, and if we have the opportunity, we'll get it. But yeah, you'd want to stay on the lower one to not trespass.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Yeah, we're going to get it. That's a great trail. I have walked to that one, and you can see the whole valley from up there. It's really incredible.
Because it's up there quite a ways.
Yeah.
Be pretty,
there's a property down there where the owner has a bunch of targets there. They go out there and shoot, I think. I could be wrong, but I walk along the canal that goes along, you know, I live up near Wasatch State Park.
Okay.
You can see it, the canal, the old canal, it even kind of comes through our neighborhood a little bit. And you can walk along all along there. Anyway.
That sounds like it's maybe the upper area.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. This is a beautiful spot. We would love to get that trail easement, maybe even preserve that as open space. We've tried in the past but weren't successful, but we can try again in the future.
You never
know. Yeah. So this is a great walk over here. Let's see. Heading
is
south.
Is there any plan on doing a bike lane on Stringtown, connecting it to downtown?
So, yes, on the master trail plan, we do have trails planned along Stringtown. Really, what's on there, from what I remember, are bike lanes right now. A lot of bikers on that road.
Yep.
And so the idea is to expand that out. But that could change. Maybe we'll end up doing a detached trail in the future. But it is on the master plan. We're hoping, I mean, my thought would be, we have the Olympics coming in 2034. It might be a good opportunity to get some money from for Olympics to connect the venue to Midway, to surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can tap into that. We're going to keep trying. So.
And the advantage is we have two state parks in Midway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know.
How do the state parks work with the city? Are they pretty good with it? Or
I don't know what you mean by work. They kind of do their own thing.
Yeah.
But they don't do asphalt trails at all. They're all dirt trails. Theirs are all dirt. But we do connect with them and work with Jonathan.
So what about like the Deer Creek Trail that there's been a lot of talk about? I don't know what the latest is with that.
They want to pave it.
Are they allowed to pave it in that state park?
No. State Park has overseen it, but UDOT owns it. I didn't know that either for a very long time.
So UDOT owns that trail?
Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about it getting paved. It's $19 million we can put somewhere else.
Yeah, I think the width, what's the width of that trail?
The 10-foot is going to be asphalt, and then another 5 feet of dry.
So there'll be a little bit of both, and I know not everybody's happy with that, but it does give equestrian use a place to go, or somebody who wants to run not on the pavement, there'll be a place for them to run.
So they're keeping the dirt next. They're not doing a different dirt trail.
Correct. They're going to expand it.
Yeah.
Okay. So where it is, they're going to expand it. And then they're going to do a loop for some of the horses to be, if they want to be off trail, they're going to do a 2-mile loop. I don't know where they're going to put that because it's all rock up there.
I haven't seen a map yet.
I haven't seen it either, but
But talking about that trail, that comes in right over here off Soldier Hollow.
Sorry, I have so many questions.
Oh, that's okay. That's what we're doing today. But the idea is to extend that trail that goes around that west side of Deer Creek and run it along the rail line all the way into Heber. And this project we've been working on for years now, but it's going to happen. So the first two parts of it will... The idea is that's under construction this year, so we should see something happen soon. We've been working on the documents with the Consular Engineering. There are engineers for this project. So this is in conjunction with UDOT, with Wasatch County, Midway. And this trail will be part of Utah Trails Network. UTN is what it is. So the state's putting a ton of money into a state trail network to connect everything together. All the big cities and all the way down through southern Utah. And so this would be part of that UTN network, and that means that it has to meet certain criteria, but it also means the state will maintain the trail, which is a great thing. And so we won't be putting money into it in the long run at all. But the first sections, A and C, so one section over to Tate Lane should be under construction this year, and there's a lot of wetlands in this area, so there's some boardwalks that will be part of it. And then C... it's really kind
of right before the rivers, remember? Right before the rivers.
Yeah, right in here. And that'll go all the way into Heber to really up to the train depot is the idea. And then the middle section, which is section B, which part of it is in Midway right here, that should be the year after is the idea. But this will, we've got our Center Street Trail that will connect to this. And so you can go down to Deer Creek or you can go all the way over to Heber, and that would create a really nice loop. Mm-hmm. All the way through the center of the valley. So,
is it going to be paved or dirt?
This will be a paved trail.
12 feet wide.
12 feet wide. There's two major bridges, one over Snake Creek, one over Pearl River. So it's an expensive system.
Will there be? Yeah. Will that give us access to Provo River?
Yes.
Are they planning on putting like a beached area?
No.
There won't be.
Provo Commission will not let you touch Provo
River. I think that the access points will remain the same as they
are. I think
are.
You're
the
right, and that's about
points,
it.
Because we did talk
down.
About putting a little platform down in this area, and I think they ended up nixing that. But you can, I think we widened out the bridge, so there'll be space for people to stand on the bridge and be able to observe the river and everything. Because that was one of the things we debated over time, but I think we did end up widening those bridges out a little bit. So
we had to in order to accommodate what we wanted.
Yeah, otherwise people will stop at the rivers and will block the path, so that's why it ended up getting planned out a little bit. But this will be an incredible trail for the whole valley, and everybody in Midway will be able to come down and use these trails, and just a beautiful spot, not next to a road, just next to the railroad tracks, and coming through this river corridor right here, so that'll be incredible.
So why are they anti-allowing public access to the river?
It's not allowing access, it's allowing any kind of mitigation or any kind of construction to the Provo River.
Oh, got it. But
so you can just walk down there and fish all you want. We just can't build a parking lot or a platform or do any kind of stream alteration.
We just want to keep it natural.
They're very strict on that.
They're really in the mindset of protecting the fishing.
That's all they do.
I think initially when they came in and redid the Provo River, because it used to be almost like a canal.
Yeah.
They came back and added all the meanders. They had been taken away over the years. Really, back at that point in time, the only group that was lobbying were the fishermen.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a real trail advocate group, and so we kind of missed the boat, and this was decades ago. So it's hard to all of a sudden put in a trail along the river because they're focused so much on just preserving it and keeping it the way it is. But the county master trail plan, our city trail plan, we show a trail up the river. We want to get it, but it really has to be almost literally an act of Congress for that to happen, because that's where the money came from to restore the river.
Well,
so we've tried.
It reminds me of like Kim Gardner's property. That place is a gem, and I love taking my kids. It's natural, it's beautiful, and then we have Provo River running through Midway, where I feel like there's not that many safe access points where you can keep it natural and give these kids like the old-fashioned childhood of playing in the river and doing it in a safe way, you know? So I feel like there is some missed opportunity there in this town to like keep it nature-centered and give kids an opportunity to like have a nature-centered playground.
Mm-hmm.
think the best access you probably found is right by the covered bridge.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's just not the safest.
And there's a trail there. Yeah, there's a trail that you can go.
Have you been down to Pebble Beach at the end of
Yeah, there's a beach there and everything.
Well, Mother Nature rebooted that a little bit during that winter that we had. I mean, it's different.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I've been.
There's an access off Route 32.
There is.
Yeah.
That's really pretty.
What is Route 32 River?
The river is very rocky and rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there's one down near Charleston, too.
Yep.
Down in this area, we've got an access. Where is it?
It's right there.
There you go.
It's a pretty nice one.
There's one there.
They have osprey nests, and you just get to sign out. It's wonderful. Nice.
And then the one on 32 is up here.
Isn't there one down toward the folks that had the helicopter?
There's 32.
She passed away.
Yeah.
With her son and her, or their son. No, it's not her. His dad owned it. You know what I'm talking about? I can't remember their names. I used to.
I know there's this one right here. Is it? It's not that one.
It's on the. Center Street going toward Charleston, and I think it's before.
There's this one. So Center Street, Charleston, just right down.
Yeah,
there's also something that one on the west side of the road as you go.
There's a put-in point.
There's a put-in point, right?
For kayaking. Yeah, that's kayaking. What we do. Yeah.
I wouldn't. Side, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't access for a kill.
No. Yeah. Rose. No, I wouldn't.
The dead carpy or
yeah.
I know. Okay. So that's kind of an update on trails overall. We have on there open space also, so we're actively working on recording the conservation easement for the Lundin property, which is about 120 acres just next to the Zermatt.
Did that pass? Did that go through?
Well, the city years ago, we have earmarked money for this. It's been approved. So we've just been working on the language, kind of the details to the easement.
The families.
And we're really close right now. We actually have a city council meeting planned for tomorrow night.
Really?
Hopefully things go well and it gets approved tomorrow night. And then the county also needs to approve their portion of it because they're putting in a couple $1 million into this also.
They're meeting tomorrow as well.
Yeah. Oh, so hopefully tomorrow everything goes well and it gets approved and we get a conservation easement on 120 acres. And there is a public trail component to this, right? Just this one spot along the old Probst Ditch right here.
Is it going to be a soft trail?
It'll be a soft trail.
That's good. Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah, it'll be soft trail. And excellent. It'll also act as an emergency access in case we have a wildfire or some other disaster.
It doesn't fit. Asphalt doesn't fit now, and it doesn't work for the conservation.
No, I didn't think it would. Yeah.
Is Farmer Brett going to allow access through his property?
Just this one spot, which will be
just the trail.
Yep. Right here. So there's an old ditch running in this spot, and basically the idea is to run along that old ditch.
So. I think she's thinking north of that. Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Yep. We do connect up to. Swiss Oaks, it's called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Swiss Oaks is.
So that's
right
the
here. We don't have access yet across Swiss Oaks, but they've verbally told us they're willing to work with us to make that access happen.
I think we had a rough plan.
Yeah.
Between those two buildings.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
be
great.
Yeah.
That'd
be a
wonderful
little road that will come down here,
yeah, right there.
Yeah. Through there. So the details to that haven't been worked out yet. So that one we're working on, and then we've got another one that's going to go before the city council, the first meeting in July, and this one we're calling the Heart of Midway. So it's on Center Street. So this is 250 North right here, Center, Farm Springs right there, and it's this acreage right here in the middle. So it's four different property owners, and with the conservation easement, there'd only be one home built on the entire acreage, so that would be
really
nice.
The red barn and the cows.
And so, and this is just kind of an iconic view from, you know, for, and it's for Midway. At least I think it's that way. But we've got the mound here in the middle. We have all the springs that come out of the top here. And there would be one home in here.
This is North Center Street.
North Center is about 300 or 400 north is where it is.
Yeah.
And, just really nice property. Just, we'd be able to keep the snapshot of Midway forever.
That would
be the idea.
No, I didn't know about this one. That is really
cool. So the council approved approved $250,000 towards this, and what's being asked for now is $750,000. So it'd be $1 million from the city to contribute towards the conservation easement for this acreage. The Open Space Advisory Committee unanimously recommended approval or donating $1 million. So, so the property owners would still remain owners of this property, but you know, again, we'd basically purchase the development rights off of it.
I was hoping that you'd show me from the street view again, just because first I was like, ah, where is this?
Yeah, I'll go, let me put it back normal. So this is north now at the top, and I'll drop our little guy down here. Kind of, you know where that cul-de-sac is that goes off to the east? I'll drop this right there. Mm-hmm.
Where's Arnold the pig? Where's he at? His farm? That farm that has the 4 pigs on it.
Oh, no, that's on Pine Canyon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're on Center.
This is Center Street.
Yeah.
This is where the cows are on Center Street.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, before you get to Farm Springs and Farm Road.
So.
That's just beautiful.
Yeah. So we'll take that one to council first meeting in July. And another one where that has been approved by the city, but the conservation easement has not been recorded yet. It's called Pear Tree Llama.
Yeah.
And it is the property. So here's the fish hatchery. This is 850 South. You can see Mitchie Lane up here. It's all of this property here in the middle. So it's this, and comes down to here, and over, and up. And so it's all of this stuff right here in the middle.
And what is that? What are you...
We'd put a conservation easement on it, so basically that property would never be developed. It would just remain with the one home in the middle, and that's it.
And there is a trail connection across the bottom right.
Yeah. Yep. So we have a trail that's stubbed in Midway Crest right down to here, and we would end up, we need to work with this property owner here, the Hughes own this piece, but get across the bottom here and over and down to 850.
So is that trail right there open to the public from that little cul-de-sac?
Yeah, yes. This is a public trail right here.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah, so hopefully we can connect that all the way down to here, and that would be great.
That would be nice.
So, yeah, just a backcountry trail. There's not really plans for paving that one.
No. It can't be with the easement.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's one nice thing about the easements. They don't let you do asphalt, which is much cheaper to do a soft trail. A little higher maintenance, but...
It's nice to have a mix.
It is. I like the soft trails.
Sometimes a soft trail makes sense. Sometimes paved makes sense. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Mitchell-Kissel open space easement should be recorded by the end of the year. So we've got the Kohler Dairy easement kind of down in this area right here. And Mitchell Kissel is just north of that. And it's kind of gerrymanders a little bit in and out. This
is that the Mitchell's house, right? I think that's my...
Yeah. And so this family, I think this is about 35 acres, if I remember correctly. Hopefully this one will be recorded by the end of this year. And, you know, it's our entry corridor coming in from the north, so we want to keep that nice and open. But we're putting in a minimal amount. I think it was $250,000 we did on this one. It wasn't a lot of money, but it's a huge impact for us.
Yeah.
So this will be a really good one, too. So those are the ones that are in the works at the moment.
Good job, Mike.
There's a lot of people who are working on this stuff, that's for sure. So I have to thank the city council and the mayor.
Show the park to the west or the east of Hamlet. Dirt that people have called about.
I've got an outline of this one here. Right there. So this is, when the Hamlet was developed, they needed the city the park that's improved, but they also have this open space that was required for that development. And this has just been fallow for a long time. Nothing's happened with it. It can't be developed. But we've worked with the HOA to get a public access easement for this. It's about 12 acres. And we've, in that agreement, there's certain things that are allowed, like a dog park can be allowed on this property. There's a pump track that can be put on the property. So we're pretty limited on what we can do with it, but we do have some options. Right now, what we've got is a bunch of dirt that has been dumped on the property. It's
graded.
It's graded, is what it is.
Birdie Hill, once the asphalt was torn up after the water lines went in, we found clay. But this used to be the dump in the city before I was here. And the clay can actually cover that. And
kind of seal it a little bit. Yeah, cap it.
And so we took over a big pile and they didn't put it where we would have put it. It saved us a boatload of money to be able to dump it somewhere, and it killed two birds with one stone by being able to cap the dump.
Are you thinking a dirt pump park or an asphalt?
I'm trying to think back in the agreement. The idea was dirt, kind of a dirt pump track, kind of like what we've got up at the state park.
Yeah, you know,
I think this would all be placed on top.
That's what I was saying.
And we may not do everything that's in the agreement, but
riding their bikes on a Superfund site.
Yeah.
Well, there's 18 inches of clay, so we're good.
Yeah, we just don't want to dig down.
We used to cap things. Is 18 inches of clay?
Yeah.
Huh? It's about 4 feet now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And Nancy's the person. You're environmental engineering, and yep. So, you know, she would.
I'm excited.
She's the right
this.
Person.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So, we have to do anything with that.
What? Dollar what park, they a dirt pump park, restrooms.
And so nice we put some dirt on it now in preparation for the future.
For the
but I don't think we've got anything in the budget to improve this right now. Is that anything in the new budget for that? So we don't have a timeline for improvements on this property, but I know some people are excited, especially people in the hamlet, to have these things done, but we need to have the money for it, so it's gonna take some time.
But we can write a grant for that too, especially recovering that dump.
Yeah,
well, like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right.
We've got the dog park on the north end of town. It'd be nice now to have something, you know, on the south end of town, so it makes a lot of sense.
It's a beautiful view. Have you been over there? It's a beautiful. You're looking at the sewer, I know, but if you turn a little bit, you're not looking at the sewer, you're looking in another direction, right?
The sewer from a distance looks
good,
so.
It's very
tall. There's trees over here. It's an elevated area. It is really nice. It's got a great view.
Some red-tailed hawks.
Yeah.
And it's huge. Compare it to the park that we already have, it's 2.5 times the size of the park.
Yeah.
Which park?
Just the one north of here, right there.
There's a new playground in there, too.
Yeah.
That's park, right?
So what happened with the zip line?
What's
the so there was a little zip line on the play equipment, right?
Yeah.
Did it get taken out? I guess I'm not aware of what happened to it.
It's not there anymore.
Uh-oh.
So the thing that you hold on to.
Oh, sorry if there's a question.
Is it they just took out the thing you'd hold on to, or the whole thing is gone?
The thing you hold on to.
Yeah, I don't know the story behind that. I'd have to talk to our public works to find out.
Yeah.
So.
I was just going to say, in my mind, it's always been notable that that piece just to the east of that is owned by the sewer district, and they're not using it either.
Yeah.
And is that a slope?
It's kind of hilly.
Yes. It's a little bit of a hill.
So that would be great for a little bike?
Yeah, I mean, potentially, if we got an agreement with them, the plan could encompass both areas. Like if it was a path that came along the hillside, it could kind of come down and across there through that. You can see there's trees there, you know, so something keeps those trees growing. That would be a nice component of the plan. There's already erosion there now, but, you know, just kind of think about what you could do with the whole area. I'm still hoping that maybe there could be an agreement and just it would expand it that much more. If it was more of a wild park, again, not playing or ground equipment, not, you know, mowed lawn,
right.
Just a wild park, and it could be kind of sizable.
We have water shares with this, right?
There's no water on this
piece. So there's no water shares with that. That makes it a little bit more difficult. Okay.
Yeah.
But we could probably tap into the city.
Yeah,
right?
we could. And, I mean, we do have options as a city for maybe
just
putting
curious.
In a limited amount
with
our
M&I
water. But
if there's a slope, it'd be great to have, like, a bike path with beginner and more intermediate things where kids can actually get some speed. And we don't have anything like that.
Yeah.
There's the pump track.
The pump track at Wasatch Mountain State Park.
It's not, you don't get light speed. It's not, it's just flat.
You start at the top, you get a lot of speed.
I mountain bike, and I have kids that mountain bike, and it's not the best pump track.
Hmm. I know that I went to a meeting just recently, and they're going to go in and give that some care over there and revamp it. So that was just talked about a couple weeks ago. The meeting that you missed, the regional planners, I think.
Yeah. Didn't they just open a new contract?
Yeah, they're going to.
Yeah.
Watch that Trails Foundation is going to go in and do some work on it.
That's awesome. But it's flat again. Yeah. I mean, if you go to other cities, they have, like, they have, I mean, there's lots of parks that have bike paths and pump tracks on a slope, so you can get a little bit of speed and you can have.
You could start from the top.
What do you mean start from the top? Like the trail?
Yeah, go to the top of the trail.
And there's a dirt trail.
You can go pretty fast on this one.
You can. There's berms and there's berms and those jump things.
This pump track over here.
I know what you're talking about. Sorry, I'm talking about just the circle pump track. But yes, you're right. There's the trail.
Yeah, this one is.
Yeah.
I'm on my brakes the whole time on that one.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, I was talking about the circular one, you know, the small circular one.
Are we the new one in the Southfield
park? No, it's right at Lost. It's down below the...
right here.
There's two of them.
Yes,
there
you go. That's what I was talking
about. Yeah, and that one is...
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah,
you can't watch your kids, like that, the pump track you're talking about, the trail is really fun.
Yeah.
You can't, like, stand and watch your kids. Yeah. There's not, like, a beginner level and, like... I don't know. It's hard. Sorry, I'm having a hard time explaining.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long track. So
like, if you go to,
spot.
Like, Trailside Park, I think it's called Trailside Park in Park City.
Yeah, Trailside or
they have, like,
Depot.
Down the hill where it's, like, a beginner trail for kids, and it's really smooth for, like, small little kids to really get excited about mountain biking. And then they have another trail with, like, some jumps and little berms, and it's nice that you have different levels, and you kind of play with the... slope of the hill with the trails, and we don't really have we do have that's true, but I do think we're missing.
Where's the one you mentioned?
Trailside Park in Park City.
Okay.
You know how they have like a skate park, and then they have the soccer fields, and they have the playground, and then they have their little bike area with all the different dirt paths.
It's right here. That's the trail side.
That's the trail side. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice over there.
It's so great.
This is trail side right there.
Okay.
And I just feel like we have so much potential to do something like this.
You should talk to Mia.
Yeah, Mia's the person.
Mia's the person to talk to. Yeah. She's the dirt trail.
So you can figure out where exactly that is.
Yeah, so Home Depot is right. Over here.
Oh, okay.
And so if you go over here, you hit Trailside, and there's a school over here right there.
That's a school, yep.
And on this side, you've got the pump track.
It's nice.
I've never gone.
I feel like we could do something like this up by the Cascades Road that's now paved with the state park.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's just a huge missed opportunity to work with the state park and do something. Yeah.
Jonathan Hunt's the guy. We need
Jonathan
to talk to him.
Jonathan, I would talk to him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Nancy knows Jonathan.
Go through Mia.
Yeah, Mia. And we have meetings with, I have a meeting with Mia every month. One thing they're working on is called the Heber Halo. And the idea is we get a trail all the way around the valley, kind of in the foothills on the very edge of the valley. And that's actively being worked on now. They're going to get it piece by piece. It's going to take a long time to get it. But Don Taylor's our county trail planner, and Mia works closely with him. Don's going to retire soon. We're going to hire a new county trail planner soon. But,
have they hired someone yet?
Not yet.
I don't think so. Okay.
I think they got... We send out the advertisement.
Nice.
But I don't think it's closed yet.
Mm-hmm. So, how long do you think that trail will take to build?
Oh, well...
They're starting with the Midway side, though, right?
Well, they're going to start with any piece they can
get. Okay.
So a lot of it now is being worked on over here on the east side of the valley, so kind of by the quarry. There's a new development coming in over here that'll be part of it. But, they're just going piece by piece. There's so many different property owners, it will take decades to do that.
Oh.
It's not going to happen all at once. And you can't use eminent domain for trails, and so you have to either wait for a development to happen or just a very kind property owner to deed you the easement. And so we can't go in and force it. State legislature took that away from us years ago. So it'll just be piece by piece. But the idea is to get this trail that's accessible from anywhere in the valley, but And probably people wouldn't do the whole thing, but they'd have the option and to go all the way around the valley, which would be many, many, many miles. I'm not even sure how many miles that is, but it's a lot.
I think it's 50.
Yeah, it would be a ton of miles. So, yeah. So that's kind of long-range planning for, you know, regional trail planning in the valley. So, okay, I think I covered all I can think of, but if there's questions.
Is there any, like, funding or grants in place for something like a splash pad for cities? Do they do anything
yeah,
like that?
There is. Yeah. It's expensive. Splash pads are really expensive,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you have to test the water every day. There's a lots of, it's a very expensive item.
So Heber put one in.
Heber put one in.
On there.
Yeah. And they have one at the aquatic center.
Don't they just recycle the water?
I don't have any idea. But
they do, but you still have to test it for E. coli and for coliform.
Yeah.
It's just like a pool.
And there's outbreaks of those.
So the two we've got is the one at the aquatic center.
The aquatic center has one.
And then the Heber Town Square has got a splash pad that's pretty new.
I would not recommend it.
I think it'd be so wonderful to do like a very natural creek looking splash pad for little kids to go play in, like over by the park.
Maybe Centennial.
Downtown by the market.
Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it would, I don't know. I'm a very big supporter of something like that. Hmm. I mean, there's so many cities that have them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't love them looking industrial, but you can do it. You can make it in a way where it looks very creek-like with boulders and rocks and trees and bushes and...
Mm-hmm.
I think our town... splash pad.
What?
We have a frozen splash pad called an ice rink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't... I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
I think I'm like an outlier in this group. You guys aren't gonna look at my
I always look at cost and the maintenance of it. That's why
I look at the community and like when it brings people together and there's so many like seniors, there's grandparents with grandkids.
We
and
have a spendthrift and a frugal lady over there that's concerned about the budget. So
it's gonna be a perfect meeting of the minds.
Right down the middle.
Yeah. The dreamer and the reality.
Yeah. Only the Marie Antoinette that wants the cute little hamlet.
Oh, what about the acre land at Amiali? Is it 1 acre?
Yeah, and so what we've got at Amiali, and so Amiali's the mountain spa property, and right now there's quite a bit of development. The large spa / restaurant / conference that's going in this area right here. But what we've got is an acre easement right here, and we actually put in this parking. And the idea is that we create, it'd be owned by the city, it would be access to geothermal water, because there's actually an underground pond right here.
Really?
Yeah, there's a hole in the ground, I've seen it. There's a little building over here, but there's a hole in the ground, and I know one of the previous owners to the mountain spa used to swim in that all the time, but it's an underground pond area. But the idea is we would use geothermal water to create some pools here, and that would be accessible to the public. I'm sure we'd have to have it very controlled.
Yep.
But we have the ability to do that.
So hot water can create actually more bacteria in some other ways. It just depends. A lot of chlorine.
What comes to mind for me is like an example of possible something to look at is what they've done in downtown Lava, Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
It's really pretty natural. It's pretty open. It's not expensive. It's community run. The least
I'll have to
portion.
Look at that.
It's pretty spring. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's geothermal mm-hmm. here.
Is this a hot spring?
It is.
Yeah. Why is it covered up?
Well, it's just a natural underground little pond, lake.
I think the water level is
that up. What do you mean? Why are we digging that up?
I think the idea is we would maybe pump the water.
They'll have like
above
ground.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why? It's been privately owned for a long time.
Talk has been. So the owner of this property is Chuck Heath, and he's doing it on Amiali. They did a test not too long ago in the last couple of years. It worked out really well. They're going to use that water for their facilities, their spa.
Nice.
But we've talked to them about having enough capacity to bring water down into this area. We don't have the details worked out, but that's an option, and so they that's have good. Had that in mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot of details that need to be worked out with this. I mean, one part of it's just getting the money to do it, and then how it would be run.
Can I ask a dumb question? You said it's privately owned, and I think at one time it was a commercial. Like, they had it.
Non-spa.
Where was that located? Where was the mountain spa?
Oh, the mountain
right.
spa was
right.
It was right there.
Matter of fact. So they were diverting water from underground into like
a hot pool and a cold pool. They had this great place. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I
this
remember
is
it
the,
as a little kid.
So I just went back in time. This is 2006. So but you can this is the old mountain spa, and it's right on this property.
Yep.
So I'll move forward in time.
Okay.
The only building that's really left of this house, I think that might have been.
Is that it?
Are there more hot springs in Midway?
Yeah, there's a house,
they're all over.
In Midway that grandfathered in, and they have hot water. Or, you know,
well, the most famous one is the crater at the homestead.
Do right. they have a map of like where all the?
I think they're private.
If you look at the geo stuff, if you look at geo, it'll show you on the map.
Yeah, and I mean even over here, this property that's going to have the conservation easement, the heart of Midway. This has a lot of. Springs, right, coming out of the top of the hill. It's pretty incredible.
Wow.
So, but it's all privately
Most
owned.
Most are privately owned.
Yeah.
Are there some that aren't?
You could join the homestead.
No, they are all privately owned. Yeah.
They're all privately owned.
Yeah. I mean, some really nice ones are up here.
They are. They're nice. Tom Whitaker.
But that's owned by Tom Whitaker, and they've got some little pools and things over here.
So that's one reason why I think it's key that we get, hopefully, some public access, because they are all private.
Yep.
Right now, what we have is that one little piece.
Yep, this 1 acre right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it really is a very preliminary. We have the easement deeded to us. We put in the parking, but beyond that, nothing's been budgeted. Nothing's been really planned. That would be, it's going to take some work to get there.
So. If I might make a comment about that, I think a lot of advertising or promotion of that type of thing to solicit community awareness and support of this kind of project, a lot of people love hot springs, mm-hmm. and it will bring and what it would bring to the community, perhaps, mm-hmm. and to the tourism. But I don't see anything much being done on the marketing or awareness promotional end of this. Now, even though the plans aren't in place, it's in the future, like he says. Just start small, get a little piece, and work it. It is. We do. The city owns. Well, Namiali owns it.
Yeah.
We could start with some of those kinds of things. I don't think this community is aware of those things.
I don't think so either. And I don't think they want commercialized things, but like we could access these things and have more of like an old-fashioned Sundance style, not Sundance Resort, that's not what I'm saying, but like environmentally conservative way of bringing this stuff back to the city.
Yeah. To me, that's the challenge. Is I assume Amiyal is going to be very successful. The crater is very successful. Homestead is very successful, and hopefully will be more so. But what's left for just the regular community, right?
Yes.
And so I think if we do advertise it, I think the draw is these public, you know, these hotels and things. That's your public advertising. This is just a community thing, and hopefully we can advertise it locally. Yeah, it's a community secret. I don't know if that's possible, but I do know if it gets just overrun, then it's like we lost, you know, our one thing.
If we set it up, isn't it? Because
it is a fun thing.
Community use. Yeah. And I'm saying I don't think the community's even aware.
Right. So as I think that's something we need to think about. When, for one thing, when would we fund it? How would we fund it? How would be managed and run, and hopefully, you know, pay for itself, but not much more.
Well, I know when I bought that land at Lacey Lane, mm-hmm. I knew it had geothermal potential, mm-hmm. but there's no one in the whole community that will support geothermal heat or bringing it in for any kind of individual homes or amenities or anything like that. They're just not into it.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the end of our corner of our property.
Actually. There's a few homes in Midway that
are
geothermal.
Yeah, yes, they are. But it's coincidental. Yeah. I mean, it just kind of happened over in the past, and they're there.
Some of that water, the geothermal, is really high in calcium carbonate, and it can really ruin pipes and do all. So depending on where your geothermal is, what the composition of the water is, because usually you have a lot of contaminants or other stuff in there, so that's why a lot of people don't. But I think this, if we plan it right, we can create a community space and get money, funding for it. We can get grant money for that. We just have to make sure that it's open to the public. There's no charge, you can't charge. It has to be open to the public. It has to be something that's accessed. And we want to like prioritize, saying this is for our community. We got this place for all the rich people and the people coming in.
And resorts and all.
Right, and this is for our local community. We can sell that for a grant easily. I can.
You were talking about how wonderful it was enjoying Mountain Spa growing up.
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was a community pool.
It was.
How did they do it back then?
How did they do what?
The Mountain Spa. How did the community access it? Did they?
You just walk in, you pay your $3 and go swimming.
I swam there when I was
a kid. You too, so I did too.
Yeah, I did.
Both pools. You just paid $3 and you got to spend the day there.
And it started way back early 1900s. It was there for many
decades. Right. You have a cold and a hot pool is what they have.
18 days that make the community so special. And this town is so special. Like,
were you around when they had it here?
I'm foreigner.
Are you a foreigner?
You're fine. But I had a good friend of mine that was a local, grew up in Park
City. I was a little kid growing up. I was devastated when they
closed Mount Spa. And when did they close it?
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
1980s,
late 80s, maybe.
Was it 80s? Yeah, I can't remember. Late 80s, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It was a shame because it was a local thing that everyone went to. Mm-hmm. They had a little. It was a really dive, but they had a snack thing and food, and you remember?
Yeah, it was pretty.
It was great. It was perfect for kids.
Yeah.
Fancy. No, it wasn't fancy. It was pretty run down, but it was.
So over time, it just—I don't know—it
it
just
fell apart. And they had so many problems with the water and the quality and the.
Yeah. A lot of it was.
So how can we look into like doing something with this?
Well, when they get close to that, we'll have to get an engineer to come in and look at that and see how we can design it that way. And once they get that done, then I take it and I get funding for it. So it would have to definitely have engineers and a hydrologist or something. I don't know.
I don't know that much about it.
Well, it can't. It's public. It'd be the public. Because the public owns it, right?
Yeah, the city owns it.
The city owns it. It can't be commercial.
We don't own the land, but we own the easement.
Right.
That grants public access. Yeah.
So can you do some talking about priorities? Let's put this one on the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
the big priority.
It's being worked into our capital facilities plan right now. That's still being worked on, but the idea is we'll gather impact fees to help fund some improvements on here, but we're going to need probably more money than impact fees are going to bring in for this.
Are there any other locations that are public that we should be looking at?
The Kim Gardner Legacy Preserve. That's a big one that we need.
Yeah.
Are you talking about hot springs?
Geothermal?
Oh, okay, no.
The only reason we've got this one is because the developer was gifted it to us. He was just very kind to do that. We had no way of telling him he had to do it. He just did it.
He could have made a lot of money off that.
Yeah. And there's really no other options right now I can think of. If we annexed in the Tom Whitaker property, we might be able to work out a deal with annexation, but that's the only one I can think of.
And that's
we have the ability with annexation to ask for whatever we want. Will it happen?
Who knows?
Probably not likely.
Well, it came through that once, and we did ask, and then it just went away.
So. Yeah, he was asking for a connection for culinary water, and it just kind of died after a while. Yeah.
That's too bad. Because that would be the perfect place.
Oh, oh yeah. That is.
Because the trails go right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it is perfect.
Yeah.
I went in there when I was 17.
It's
illegally.
A good temperature.
Of course,
yeah. I think it's 108 degrees coming out of the ground.
I know Tom now, and I've been granted permission to go use the springs from time to time, but like I said, I didn't know him at the time.
Right.
And he piled up the berm, and it just looked so awful, and I was like, who is that asshole?
There's so many people coming in from all over the world, from Orem, from Provo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
New people over there trying to use
drinking
it.
And parties, a couple of drownings.
With his family's trying to come in and use it, and I think the Heber police notified, what's his name, Tom Whitaker, that it was a liability.
Yeah, and it was.
And he had no, really, any sensible person would have closed that down.
I'm just laughing that I didn't, it looked awful.
My family put in the big red rocks around
it?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a long time ago. We used it all the time. But that was before he owned it. That was before it was an issue. Mm-hmm. Before the word got out that it was there. If anybody could just drive up and use it.
And they still try to. There's still people who come and knock and ask, where's the access? It's just like there isn't.
You
I live right across from it. So, people come all the time.
So what happened there was a tragedy, really, because if it could have been put to community use, or purchase, even.
I think it was in the 80s. If you were, the late 80s or early 90s, two people drowned.
Oh, really?
And that was the last thing I remember. Yes, well, they got drinking in the hot water.
Oh, right. See, alcohol and that doesn't help.
And that's what got started. This was in, do you remember, late 90s?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm sure they did. I just don't remember.
I can't remember.
But back then, everybody used to access it, and the property owner didn't stop anybody from accessing
it. We used to go all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Illegally. But all we did was go in and soak and leave. You know, we weren't one of those crazy partners.
Those days are gone.
I know. I enjoyed my younger years.
But it's nice the legal way.
Yeah, it would be nice. I would do that.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for updates. So, unless there's any questions.
Well, we had a lot of good discussion.
Yeah.
It was really great. Yeah. Thank you so much, Michael.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank
you, Mike, for the update. I didn't know about some of them. Makes me get excited.
Yeah, more potential grants, right?
For grants and money,
Let's get going. How else can we get money for this kind of stuff? I'm very inexperienced. Yeah. I'm like a rookie. So.
And so usually with a grant, we need to have matching funds. So the idea is grants are a good way of doubling or tripling
or quadrupling
our money, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So we have to have money. And one way is impact fees. And so we have to create a plan for the city, show where the trails are, the future parks are, and then when there's new construction, we can get impact fees from that new construction. That'll help build the new facilities. And so that's one way, is actually having it in our master plan for the city and then gathering the funds. We can't always use general funds, just from normal taxes and property taxes, to fund these things, so that's an option for the city. But those are kind of our main sources for gathering money.
Is the opportunity to take money from Swiss Days and put it towards the community?
No, we don't really get a lot of money from Swiss Days. We get some sales tax, for instance, but it's not a huge source of funds. Correct me if I'm wrong.
The boosters.
But
then they give
out. I know we did a study, Brad looked into it a number of years ago, and it wasn't a huge amount of money we directly got from sales tax from Swiss Days. Mm-hmm. It was tens of thousands, but it wasn't, just a huge pot of money.
It's not the purpose of Swiss Days.
Yeah.
It's not a fundraiser for community projects.
Yeah.
Well, the community does so much service for it. I feel like it should go to the community.
Half of it does. The other half goes to humanitarian.
Yeah.
Well, that's the church, the LDS church.
The boosters put it out.
For
grants.
Okay.
So people can apply. I've applied before to the boosters for little projects with the state park or something. Mm-hmm. $10,000, $5,000. That's what they used to do. I don't know if they do that anymore, but they used to do that. And you would just apply and give some money for community projects. It was awesome.
Yeah, and I was just talking directly sales tax and revenue that the city gets. The boosters, what they get it from the town square, from the Swiss Days, just as the mayor said, they use it for humanitarian and for projects around Midway.
Flowers down Main Street.
Yeah.
Fresh and Christmas time.
And they do some scholarships, I think.
Yeah, that's right. They do scholarships, yeah.
And
grants range. Depending if it's a trail, if it's through the federal highway system, the matching funds are only 6.67% of the total cost. Some of them are only 20% of the total cost. Some of them are 50% of the total. So we try to adjust things and get the best grants for the best money, But you still have to have, matching funds. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that Utah has done. Herbert did this. I know he's retired as the governor, but he started this like 10 years ago. He put all this tax
TNT and other taxes into a huge fund. They're like $300 million into this fund. And there's 9 grants you can apply for. The whole state applies for them. You know, different nonprofits, cities, counties. But it's an opportunity for, especially, they kind of help focus on rural areas because we don't have the bandwidth, we don't have the money, we don't have the staff. So they have planning grants, they have master plan grants. Once you get that, then they have grants to phase your project and get it paid for. So there's a, it's a really great program that he's put out. And we've done so much with it, the money that he's put out. It's amazing. And everyone knows about it now, so everyone's applying.
Thanks.
So it's very competitive.
Thanks to you. Thank you, Nancy.
Yes, thank you, Nancy.
No, that's okay. That's my job. So that is, it's my job. I like to get money. Yeah. Someone else.
She's very good at it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Great. I've been at it for a while.
Yeah.
But you better be careful because she's also frugal.
I'm learning a lot.
I am frugal. Hey, so if I can get a grant, yeah, you bet. That's why that $11 million, I almost screamed when I read that. You know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
With no matching funds? Are you kidding? That's like cherry on the top of the cake.
Free money.
It is. It's our money, but it's free money. Because we pretend it's free money. But
no
it's
matching.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is there anything else?
No.
What was yours? Was it Brad?
Brian.
And
No meeting in July.
So the next
one's August.
Okay.
Well, hopefully in August we'll put it on the agenda to look at August the Ken 25th? Gardner Legacy Preserve.
The fourth Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday in August. Yeah.
That would be because if we get the grant, then we can hire a planner.
Oh yes, thank you.
So does anybody want a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that we adjourn.
I second it.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No meeting in July. Okay.
No meeting in July.
So the next meeting
will be August
25th.
All right.
August 25th.